The History of College Football is a podcast dedicated to preserving the college football gridiron memories from years gone by. Please feel free to visit our website at historyofcollegefootball.com. Thank you.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to the History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson, and I will take you down a gridiron memory lane. The national champions, the teams, the rivalries, the conferences, the Heisman winners, the rankings. Today, we discuss running back Greg Pruitt, Oklahoma Sooners, and his 1971 season. When you think of Oklahoma Sooner football, what do you think of? This program has been around since 1895. Do you think of national championships? This program has seven of those. Do you think of Heisman winners? This program has seven of those too. Do you think of winning streaks? Well, most aficionados of college football do. Bud Wilkinson's Sooners of the 1950s, they seem to never lose. They had a 31-game winning streak, followed by an NCAA record 47-game winning streak. Do you think of the game of the century on Thanksgiving Day, 1971? Or how about the Selman brothers, or the Red River Classic? Or the arsenal of running backs the Sooners had? Billy Vessels and Steve Owens, Billy Sims, Joe Washington, Adrian Peterson. But do you think of Greg Pruitt? Now, how about if I change the question? Greatest running back of all time, who comes to mind? Notre Dame's George Gipp? Should, but it was before my time. Army's Glenn Davis? Again, before my time. But his 11.5 yards per carry in 1945 was something that is just untouched. But I'm told by some I can't argue that. Army had the great players of that era stacked on their team. Right, like recruiting practices have been fair since 1945. Anyway, I'm off on a tangent. How about Barry Sanders? Oh, of course, Barry Sanders, right? 2,628 yards, that epic number, 7.6 yards per carry. But as far as the greatest running backs of all time, do you think of Greg Pruitt? This is the story of Greg Pruitt and his 1971 season, arguably the greatest Sooner of all time, and arguably the greatest running back of all time. Greg Pruitt played for the Oklahoma Sooners from 1970 to 1972, and we're discussing the 1971 season. See, that season, Greg Pruitt rushed for an NCAA record 9.4 yards per carry. Again, I'll say that again, 9.4 yards per carry. Think about that. You hand him the ball on first down, and you had your first down. Pruitt was third in the nation that season in rushing yards with 1,665 yards. In 1971, Pruitt rushed for 294 yards against Kansas State on only 19 attempts. That is a 15 yards per carry. Against number three, Pitt, Pruitt rushed for 216 yards. And against number 16, USC, Pruitt rushed for 205 yards. So what criteria do you use to determine the greatest running back at Oklahoma? Or of all time, for that matter? Well, you want a back to satisfy the eye test, right? Watch clips of Greg Pruitt. I'm old. I watched him live at the time he played. His runs were nothing short of electrifying, just as electrifying as all of the greats. OJ and Earl Campbell, Tony Dorsett, Marcus Allen, Barry Sanders, all of them. How about analytics? Well, of course, analytics. We all rely on them these days. Consider these six criteria, would you? Number one, Pruitt set this record of 9.4 yards per carry when many teams knew they were going to run the ball. They were running out of the wishbone, for crying out loud. The opposing defenses knew this. They were designed their defenses to specifically stop the running game of the wishbone. In 1971, the opposing defensive coordinators knew that Coach Fairbanks and the offensive coordinator, Barry Switzer, had perfected the wishbone, and they had set up their defenses to stop it. I mean, think about it just for a moment. The 1971 Oklahoma Sooners had perhaps the most explosive running game in college football history. Their wishbone attack averaged an epic 472 yards per game, unfathomable 6.6 yards per carry. Their offense led the nation in scoring, 44.5 points per game, rushing yards per game, as I mentioned, 472, and yards per game, 567. No team could come close to those numbers in rushing. Not then, not since then. You don't think opposing teams lined up to stop Greg Pruitt? They designed their defenses to do just that. Number two, most of the games were over by halftime, certainly by the end of the third quarter. This means that Pruitt set the record not by piling on stats at game's end, but early in the game. Let's go in order of the games through the season, just in order, to make our point until we get bored, okay? Against SMU in game one, at the end of the third quarter, Oklahoma was up 27-0. Against Pitt at the end of the third quarter, Oklahoma was up 48-17. Against USC at the end of the third quarter, Oklahoma was up 33-14. Against Texas at the end of the third quarter, Oklahoma was up 38-27. Against Colorado at halftime, Oklahoma was up 24-0. I mean, I can keep going through the season, through every game, but you get the point. What is the point? The point is, Pruitt was pulled early. He had 178 touches for 1,665 yards. Now, that season, the top 10 running backs in the nation in rushing yards, Pruitt was third in the nation in rushing. We mentioned that. But he was last of the top 10 running backs in carries. He was the only running back with less than 200 rushing attempts. Ed Marinaro, who led the nation in rushing, had nearly twice as many rushing attempts, 356, but gained only 217 more yards. The third criteria, he rushed for 9.4 yards per attempt against arguably the most difficult, toughest schedule college football has ever seen. Recall the final AP poll. Oklahoma played five teams ranked in the final AP poll. Number one, Nebraska. Number three, Colorado. That's 1 and 3, and they sat at number two, Oklahoma. Number 10, Auburn. Number 18, Texas. And number 20, USC. And at the time, many of those schools were ranked higher. I mean, when Oklahoma met the schools ranked in order, they faced USC, who at the time was 17, Texas, who was 3, Colorado, who was 6, ended up being number 2, number 1, Kansas, and number 5, Auburn. This record included games against the best defenses in the country, like Nebraska, who was number 3 in the nation in scoring defense, and that's with giving up 31 points on that Thanksgiving one day. Number 4, the fourth criteria. Let's put it this way. He averaged 9.4 yards per carry. You hand him the ball, you got your first down. I know we mentioned that, but Sanders, Campbell, Simpson, Dorsett, Allen, none of them could come close to this feat of 9.4 yards per carry. Criteria number 5. In 1971, Pruitt led the 1971 Sooners to an 11-1 record against one of the most difficult schedules ever. We just mentioned that. But how good was this team that he led? Well, one can make an argument, albeit somewhat controversial, that the greatest team in history was the 71 Nebraska Cornhuskers. Second greatest of all time, 71 Oklahoma Sooners. They barely lost to them that Thanksgiving day. One can certainly argue that Pruitt's 71 Sooners that he led was the greatest one-loss team in college football history. And then for the final criteria, number 6. And here is the cincher. To put this number in perspective, Pruitt averaged 9.4 yards every time he touched the ball, right? The year Barry Sanders rushed for 2,628 yards, he did not lead the greatest team in the history of football. No. He was electrifying. I don't argue that. He was amazing. We'd never seen anything like this before. I don't argue that. But he had 344 carries. If Pruitt had 344 carries in 1971 against the toughest schedule perhaps ever, he would have rushed for 3,234 yards that season. That would have obliterated Sanders' record by over 550 yards. And recall, Barry Sanders' record had obliterated all the previous records. This was the story of Greg Pruitt and his 1971 season. Perhaps the greatest Sooner of all time. Perhaps the greatest running back of all time. Thank you for listening to the History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson. Join us every Tuesday and Saturday for a new episode.